The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the April 2017 issue of Glamour magazine. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, welcome back, everyone. Today we are going to wrap up our April 2017 issue of Glamour magazine with four articles, actually, three short ones and a long one. And one will be about food, another one about dance, and one about real beauty, and the other one is, you'll see at the end, about a movie, actually, a retrospect and fashion. So we will start with food. Today we have an article entitled Why I Love Juan Pan Dinners. Food blogger Kelsey Preciado gives you the how-to for her favorite weeknight go-to. Kelsey Preciado, 27, the woman behind the Little Bits of blog, has a knack for making culinary creations that become national obsessions. Remember the sweet potato toast that practically broke the internet? Yeah, that was her. So when she told Glamour that her favorite way to make dinner is on a sheet pan, we wanted to know more. Turns out this cooking trick is everything. Quote, I love it because the entire meal cooks at the same time, end quote, says Preciado. It's great for my crazy weeknights. Dinner is 45 minutes from fridge to fork. Tops. And there's almost zero cleanup. I just line the pan with foil or parchment and throw it out when I'm done. All right, so let's see what some of these recipes are going to be like. So, she uses an easy sheet pan formula worth copying. Pick a protein. Add a bunch of veggies plus a starch. Toss it in a little good-for-you fat like olive oil. Then roast in the oven for 20 to 25 minutes. You can also top the final product with something like the tahini in Preciado's Veggie Bake, which is listed as the recipe that we're going to be looking at. And she says, I get a well-balanced meal and everything gets browned and caramelized and has a nice bite. So, here's a recipe. By the way, it calls for tahini, and you may not know, or maybe you know, but tahini is a sesame seed paste. All right, so we're going to look at one of the recipes. Actually, it's the one that's photographed on the top of this article. And what they do here is they arrange it in sections. So here is Veggie Bake with chickpeas and tahini sauce, the sesame seed paste. You need one 15-ounce can of chickpeas, rinsed, drained, and patted dry, two medium sweet potatoes, peeled and diced, two beets, any color, peeled and diced, one tablespoon plus one teaspoon olive oil, divided, one teaspoon plus half teaspoon garlic powder, divided, or one clove garlic minced, half a teaspoon of ground turmeric, and that's T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, turmeric, salt and pepper, 3 cups chopped kale, stems removed, and 1/4 cup tahini, and 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar. So the method. Preheat your oven to 400 degrees. Line a sheet pan with foil. Place chickpeas, sweet potatoes, and beets on the pan and toss with 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, and 1/2 teaspoon each turmeric and salt. Now in the picture you can arrange it just as the picture has, which is in sections of each of these different ingredients. Meanwhile, Massage remaining 1 teaspoon olive oil. I didn't say this. You need to roast these for 20 minutes. Okay, so while it's in the oven roasting, massage remaining 1 teaspoon olive oil into kale. Add kale to pan with roasted veggies and cook for 3 minutes. For sauce, whisk tahini, vinegar, 3 tablespoons water, and 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder in a small bowl and season with salt and pepper. Drizzle sauce over veggies. And this serves 4. Sounds delicious. All right, we have another article entitled Dance It Out. And it's something really fun and good for you. And again, it's from the April 2017 edition of Glamour magazine. Get ready to find your rhythm. This workout trend is for the dancer in all of us. And this article is by Meg Lapp. There's a new generation of dance, cardio, popping up. And you don't need a PhD in choreography to make it through a class. Katya Price, whose flagship studio, Dance Body, opens in New York City this month, is one of the pioneers of the method. She mixes planks, burpees, squats, and lunges into her beat-thumping routines. Classes are feel-good, and so is the attitude. Quote, "Dance isn't meant to feel like it's punishing you," she says. "It makes women feel better about their bodies. It gives them confidence." There are other payoffs, too. A study found that dancing for 21 minutes, 3 times a week, can help improve your heart health just as much as 30 minutes of traditional cardio. She says, you get cardio, toning, and dynamic flexibility. Actually, that's a quote by Anna Kaiser, whose New York City studio, all caps AKT, also incorporates strength training moves and has become a hangout for dance enthusiasts like Ashley Graham and Carly Kloss. Can't make it to one of those classes? You can stream them. Dance Body posts 10 new routines a month at dancebody.com, and it's $35 per month. And AKT has classes from 10 to 90 minutes at aktinmotion.com/on-demand/. So don't worry if you don't ace the steps at first. Start with the feet, says Price. Once you get them going, add the arms when you feel confident. But you can also do a version of these routines at home for free. Try these exclusive moves from Price and Kaiser anywhere. Blast some Beyonce and get moving. All right, and here she lists 4 different kind of dance exercises. The first one is called toe taps, and this works the calves. Stand with your back against a wall and walk legs 3 feet in front of you, keeping shoulders on wall. Lift toes up, return to floor. Lift heels up, return to floor. That's 1 rep. Do 20. The second one is called walk outs. And this works the core. Stand with feet hip width apart, knees slightly bent. Roll upper body down until hands touch floor. Walk them out into a plank. Walk hands back to feet. Return to stand. That's 1 rep. Do 10. The third one is called lateral lunges, and these work your glutes and your quads. Start with feet hip width apart. Step right leg out to right side. bending knee, sticking butt back, and keeping left leg straight. Then reach left arm across body and up overhead. Return to start. Do 10 of these per side. The last one is called ab twists, and this also works the core. Stand with feet slightly wider than hip width, knees bent, and arms straight out in front. Lean back and twist, using ab muscles to the right, moving arms across your body, keeping them straight. Return to start and twist to the left. Do 10 per side. So now we're going to start a kind of a longer article. It is from the April 2017 issue of Glamour. It has given us words from 39 beauty game changers, each defining themselves. We're going to probably go over about 22 of them because we don't have time for all of them. The first one is from Grace Elizabeth. Grace Elizabeth is 20 years old. She's a model and a face of Victoria's Secret's Pink and Tory Burch. She says, Grace Elizabeth has one brow naturally higher than the other, so people always think she's serving sass in photos. The most beautiful thing she's ever read is, quote, "A candle loses nothing by lighting another candle," end quote. You have nothing to lose by bringing someone else up. So that was by Grace Elizabeth. The next quote is from Lizzie Okpo, O-K-P-O. Lizzie Okpo loves using the shea butter her dad brings back from Nigeria, lives for Kate Bush on a Sunday morning, and feels way more beautiful with a shaved head. Lizzie, 26, is a designer and co-founder of William Okpo clothing line. All right. The next one is from Martha Hunt. Martha Hunt is 27. She's a model and Victoria's Secret angel. Martha Hunt uses transcendental meditation to clear her mind of all the BS and thinks more women should embrace what makes them different. The fourth one is from Diandra Forrest. Diandra Forrest, who's 24, is a model and the new face of Lokai's hashtag Choose to Change campaign. Diandra Forrest is a new mom who wasn't always comfortable talking about her albinism, but is now. She believes that the more models there are with different looks, the more role models there will be. All right, the next one is from Yara Shahidi. Yara Shahidi is 17. She's an actress starring in Black-ish. Yara Shahidi finds it beautiful that her generation is really in control of who they are, whether that's cultural pride, gender identity, or any kind of identity that you have. The sixth person is Taja Feistner. Taja Feistner is 24. She's a model and artist. Taja Feistner has her 97-year-old grandmother's cuckoo clock tattooed on her back. And when Feistner goes back home to the Midwest, a place where nobody will pick on you if you wear sweatpants and a ponytail, she feels like an Iowa girl all over again. Number seven is Lily Collins. Collins is 28. She's an actress and author of the memoir Unfiltered, and that is out this month. Lily Collins swears by Lancome Genifique masks. Nearly plucked off half of her eyebrows when she was younger. Fortunately, they grew back, and thinks that overly done and heavily retouched images are creating a false image for young girls. Ilfenish Hadera is our next beauty. And Hadera is 32. She's an actress in Billions and the upcoming movie Baywatch. Ilfenish Hadera believes that physical strength is beautiful. She is 5 feet 11 inches and doesn't feel like a delicate little woman. And that makes her feel sexy, strong, and confident. She does have some regrets about ironing her hair with an actual iron in middle school. All right, our next one is Khoudia Diop, and that's K-H-O-U-D-I-A, Diop. Diop, who is 20, is a model with the Colored Girl Agency and face of Makeup for Ever's hashtag Blend In Standout campaign. And she loves a good Aveeno lotion and thinks her most beautiful feature is her skin color. In fact, she has added a little bit of a longer passage about something that's very important to her. Quote, "It hit me. This is why people look at me," end quote. "I was born in Senegal in 1996. My mom moved to New York when I was 2 years old, so I was raised by my aunt back home. And in Senegal, more than 25% of dark-skinned girls bleach their skin. I never tried it, but I'm not going to lie. I wanted to be lighter. There were times I wouldn't leave my room for weeks and sometimes missed school because I hated how people would look at me. I really felt ashamed, but my older sister helped me find the positive. She used to show me pictures of Alec Weck to say, 'See, you can be a model if you want.' Then, when I was 15, my aunt had to go to Paris to have eye surgery. My mom wanted me to go to keep her company and attend school there. Right before we went, my sister took me on vacation to Milan. We were walking on the street one day when I saw a big mirror. There were a lot of light-skinned people around us. But when I saw myself and how my skin was popping, it hit me. This is why people look at me. To this day, the first thing that I do every morning is look in the mirror. I'll tell myself, look at your skin, look at your teeth, and your smile. You are beautiful. While in Paris, I got into modeling. Photographers would literally stop me on the street. Then I joined Instagram about 3 years ago. My very first account was at Black Barbie, which was something my friends called me growing up. But then I thought, you can either call yourself that, or you can find something that will matter to dark-skinned girls. So I came up with at melanin.goddess, and that's melanin.goddess. I wanted to show girls that it's not something bad to be dark, that different is beautiful. It makes me proud to help girls realize that they don't have to change who they are. A year ago, I moved to Brooklyn to live with my mom, my little brother, and my little sister. She's 8 and has Down syndrome, and we're only just meeting each other. After more than 15 years apart, my family is finally living together. Today, at 20, I'd say my self-confidence is still a process, but my mom helps. She tells us every day how beautiful we are. My little brother, who is as dark as I am, used to get bullied at school. Yesterday, we were talking, and he said, "I don't care anymore if other kids talk about my skin color," and he's only 11. How cool is that? Our next girl is Nora Lum. Lum is 28. She's a rapper, comedian, actress, and star of the self-created web series TAWK Talk and the upcoming movie Ocean's 8. Nora Lum, a.k.a. Awkwafina will never forget this beauty advice from her grandmother. Don't try too hard, because you end up looking like an idiot. She wants to be the driver rather than the girlfriend on the passenger side. Jamie Brewer was the first woman with Down syndrome to walk in New York Fashion Week. She loves to smile with her eyes and will never forget when a fan thanked her for giving them a new understanding about their life. Brewer is 32 and is an actress starring in the upcoming off-Broadway play, Amy and the Orphans. Alexis J. wants to remind all of the five-foot girls out there that big things come in small packages. J., who's 18, is a model and rapper whose mixtape, Tough Love, is out now. Lee Armagram paints self-portraits because she doesn't see brown people portrayed enough. Her septum ring makes her feel like a warrior girl. Armugam is 21, and she's a painter and restaurant hostess in Brooklyn. Tinashe thinks it's important that women, especially black women, embrace their natural selves. She would also tell her 13-year-old self to just own it. Own the curls, own the frizz, own the braces, own the glasses, and keep that attitude. Tinashe, who's 24, is a singer, songwriter of the upcoming album Joyride and a face for John Frieda's Hair Talks campaign. Young M.A. has been rapping since she was 9, has never worn makeup, and feels like it would look weird if she tried to put it all over her face. It's not her style or her soul. Her intentions are to show the world who Young M.A. is as a rapper and be dope at the same time. Young M.A. is 25, rapper who is on a 27-city U.S. tour with 21 Savage. Our next person is Salem Mitchell. Salem Mitchell is from San Diego, California, and loves long acrylic nails and her freckles. The most creative thing she's been compared to is a poppy seed bagel, and her confidence comes from being able to make fun of herself. Mitchell is 18, a model, and face of Converse. All right, our next person is Jen Atkin. She first saw a red lip in Sade's Smooth Operator video at age 7 and has been wearing one ever since. Today she wields the flat iron for many celebrities and feels most beautiful when using her favorite filter on Snapchat. Atkin is 37, creator of Kwai Hair Care and the hair content platform Main Addicts. All right, and I am going to just read one last little blurb here, and it is, I want my hair to take up as much space as possible. For so long, I sort of forgot that my hair was naturally curly. When I was young, I used to brush it out really big for laughs, but at a certain point, I started doing stuff to it so it didn't look like a joke. I wanted to have straight hair like Jennifer Love Hewitt in Can't Hardly Wait. That's what I wanted my hair to look like. I remember right after I'd been fired from Saturday Night Live in 2010, I went on a trip to Thailand with my best friend. We were in the ocean all day, and I felt so sad that I didn't want to look at myself or do anything, and so I just didn't touch my hair at all. When we came back to the hotel at night, I looked in the mirror, and my hair was the giant, big mass of curls. I remember thinking, I can't believe that I have only ever thought of my natural state as something to use as a joke rather than something to be celebrated. Forever, I had tried to tame the things that ended up being my greatest powers. That's the main thing I've probably learned in my adulthood. Myself in my most natural form is my secret weapon. It's my warrior garb. But I'd be lying if I said I always feel confident now. I just don't. There are times I feel so out of control that I try to counteract it with a personal style that is much more pared down, like when I straighten my hair. It feels nice to show restraint. At the same time, straight hair feels like a funny joke because I know my insides are all curlicues and doodads. It's not an effort to erase myself. It's more like the hair equivalent of dressing up. You know it can't last forever, and when it gets wet, you're going to be a poodle again. And then there are times, like right now, for the most part, when I'm in a political environment that feels aggressive, that's when I usually want to be my most energetic and vibrant self. In general, I feel that many women are pushed to make themselves smaller and be the most minimal version of themselves. So I've been wearing my hair naturally curly, and now I'm starting to brush it out so it takes up as much physical space as possible. But this time, not as a joke. For me, beauty is about wholeness, and I'm doing it all for myself right now. And that is from Jenny Slate, as told to Kate Branch of Glamour magazine. Jenny Slate is an obsessive reader who likes the ritual of putting on rose oil after the shower while telling herself she feels fresh and new. Slate is 35, an actress and comedian starring in Gifted. We have Annalise Basso. She uses a lot of Osmia Organics products and is learning to accept that none of us have to look like supermodels. Basso is 18, is an actress in the upcoming film The Good Time Girls. And we have two last beauty tips here. Shalom Block was bullied when she was young for her burn scars. She used makeup and YouTube to tell her story and help transition from that dark time in her life. Block, spelled B-L-A-C, is 21. She is a YouTube vlogger. And our last one is from Danae Benton. This is our last beauty game changer. Danae Benton loves wearing her natural hair while performing on Broadway and likes that her resting face is a smile. Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode of Teen Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anna Kogal, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.